Good morning to you all, and welcome to our Pentecost Sunday. The Lord be with you, and also with you. God is spirit. Let us worship him in spirit and truth. The Lord is with us. Let us praise his name together. As the first disciples gather, so we gather today and pray. Holy Spirit, infuse our worship with your language of praise. Inspire our prayers with your heart of love. Transform our lives with your flames of confidence. Empower us with your energy and vision. Refresh us with your streams of living water. Holy Spirit, we reach out to you and in anticipation and in trust. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in us the fire of your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The collect for this Pentecost Sunday. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love and renew the face of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing in the temple, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Today is 10 days since the Christian calendar marked Ascension Day, where Jesus goes back to heaven after appearing to his followers for a 40-day period of time. So today is 50 days since Easter, which marks the festival of Pentecost, which I'm sure you're all aware, given that it's all over your service sheets and I'm wearing red as well. Today, in fact, marks the end of the Easter season in the church's calendar. And next Sunday, we move to Trinity Sunday and then into Ordinary Time, where we start counting the weeks after Trinity Sunday. Pentecost is considered as a major Christian festival, up there with Christmas and Easter. A couple of years ago, my sister, who works in a school, said her class teacher had said they needed to pick a major Christian festival to study, and she'd picked Pentecost. Now, me and my sister have been around churches ever since we were tiny, but neither of us really considered Pentecost to be a major Christian festival. In some ways, it isn't the same as Christmas and Easter. There's no kind of long run-up of anticipation and preparation in the same way as we have Advent and Lent. We don't celebrate today in quite the same way as we do those other two in the Christian calendar. Yet it is a major festival. A quick look online, as always, suggests that it is a feast day, and rightly so, as it marks the fulfillment of the promise of Jesus made while he was on earth. So why has today become a day of little celebration other than a special service and a different order of service and red vestments? Reverend Sally Welsh wrote this month in the Church Times that the birth and the death and resurrection of Jesus are celebrated with gifts and chocolate. Pentecost has fire and different languages. It's not quite the same. Christmas tells us about the incarnation, the coming of God to earth in human form through his birth into the family of Mary and Joseph. Easter tells us of what God has done for us through the death and resurrection of his son Jesus. Pentecost tells us of how God helps us to realize the potential that we have in him through his Holy Spirit. And we can't have any of those without the other, as the story then makes no sense. There is no Easter without the incarnation that we celebrate at Christmas. There's no Pentecost without either of them, as the Holy Spirit was the fulfillment of the promise that Jesus gave while on earth. So in some respects, this festival of Pentecost should be up there with Christmas and Easter. But there's no commercial value to it in the world that we live. So it allows it to pass by and become less and less in our awareness. The message of Pentecost is one of promises being kept, of us having a helper, an advocate, the Spirit of God to empower and to guide us. The trouble is, it's not something in our life experience that we can relate to. Birth and death, we all have experience of in some way or another. Pentecost is a mystery right from the heart of God. We, or I certainly, don't really have a human experience to hang this onto and say, well, it's kind of a bit like this or a bit like that. It becomes harder to identify with, which is why it may be not such a popular standing, such as Christmas or Easter, in the minds of us. I think for me, one of the aspects of this account of Pentecost is the fact that it's a shared experience in both an audible and visual aspect to those who were in the upper room that day. The Bible has accounts of God, of where God shows up to his people in the form of wind or fire, and it's a tangible thing that you can see or you can hear. Occasionally, God is in the silence. But again, sheer silence is something that you can hear or feel, or not, as the case may be. The followers had shared so much in upper rooms throughout Jesus' time on earth. They'd had the Last Supper at the Passover. They'd waited for Jesus to show himself after the resurrection and had hidden in fear of the leaders before that. They'd gathered in an upper room to worship and pray together. And again, they gathered together in an upper room on this occasion when the Spirit came upon them. But they don't stay there. They come out onto the streets where the people are gathered for the Festival of Weeks, which is also known as Pentecost, which in the Jewish calendar is 50 days after Passover. People have come from all over Jerusalem for the festival, and they hear the languages praising God. They don't see the wind and the fire, but they hear and see the effects of it. There's an outward change in the followers brought on by an inward experience. It's empowered them to speak boldly and clearly about all that they have witnessed and to speak to the truth as to what has happened, that they're not drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning. And they answer the question of what does this all mean in verse 12 when asked by the crowds. I wonder what Pentecost means for us. Do we embrace it as the third major festival of the Christian faith? Or is it a bit of a lesser day with a bit of mystery surrounding it? Is it something that we're not quite sure about? Is it a day where we have memories from childhood of it being called Whitsun? And we have memories of services being gathered together with other churches? Or is it a day where we have our own memories of what the Holy Spirit has done for us? We're going to finish by listening to a piece of music called Come Holy Spirit, which is also called Vente Sancte Spiritus.
Glorious lives, then inside.
As Jesus taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. To homes where there is sadness, come, Holy Spirit. To places where there is violence and war, come, Holy Spirit. To refugee camps where there is hunger, come, Holy Spirit. To churches where there is division, come, Holy Spirit. To communities where diversity brings prejudice, come, Holy Spirit. To lives where there is brokenness, come, Holy Spirit. To hearts where there is fear, come, Holy Spirit. To all the world, come, Holy Spirit. To us, come, Holy Spirit. As we journey through the times ahead, may the Holy Spirit of God inspire our thoughts, clothe our dreams, and colour our prayers, that we would dare to live confidently, compassionately, and courageously as your Pentecost people. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.